Part 1 Chapter 1 Wash and learn. Sometimes a word or a phrase will take on a life of its own, achieving far more than was originally intended. Reverend Mulligan had no idea that his misquoted and misunderstood utterance had become a rallying cry, mobilizing the previously skeptical villagers of Kiandutu to send their children to the mission school. The Reverend was a bald and portly red-faced Scotsman, with a look of bemusement permanently etched on his face. Despite his stout frame and a tendency to perspire copiously with the slightest exertion, he seemed to be everywhere, ambling around the mission compound all day long. With seemingly inexhaustible reserves of energy, Mulligan often worked from 6 in the morning till well after dark. On Sundays, he conducted church services and baptisms, and had over the course of 7 years seen the church grow from a small wooden edifice attracting a handful of mostly curious locals to a congregation of easily 300. What brought them to the mission initially was his physical person. Most people in the village had never seen someone whose face was the color of the palms of their hands. The fact that he spoke some rudimentary Gikuyu, albeit with a horrendously mistimed intonation, quickly endeared him to the villagers. A Presbyterian by ordination and appellation, Reverend Mulligan was an unabashed Baptist when it came to the rite of baptism. He believed that the ritual was incomplete as long as even a tiny portion of the recipient's body remained above the surface of the water, a notion that put him at odds with the mainstream in his denomination. While baptism by immersion did not run afoul of Presbyterian orthodoxy, it was generally not practiced.